Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
Did you know that saffron can stop cancer? Of course, saffron is the culinary spice. Many of you probably cook with it. It used to be worth its weight in gold. It's a very expensive spice, but that's not the case anymore because gold prices, as we all know, have skyrocketed. I had a friend back in Texas when I was in medical school that would make paella. What an awesome cook she is. It was so good. It was just so good. And I remember one time I was helping her, and she asked me to put a pinch of saffron. It came in a little glass jar. You know, take a little pinch, put it in there. And apparently my pinch is too big because she screamed at me. She's like, no way are you putting that much in. It's expensive. Put it down. So she kicked me out of the kitchen. But it was great paella. I honestly don't remember the taste. Like, I do remember that the saffron would give a really cool looking, reddish brown color to the paella, but there's so much stuff in paella. I don't really remember tasting the saffron itself. You know, in the supplement industry, you know, saffron has, Dr. Oz talked about it before, and that just exploded the saffron market. Of course, way before Dr. Oz talked about it, I've been talking about, Life Extension's been talking about it. You know, we position it as a serotonin enhancer. So serotonin is the feel-good neurotransmitter. The higher levels of serotonin in your brain, you just feel better mood, your outlook is better, you control appetite better. When serotonin drops, not only can you, you know, experience some mood instability, you can also tend to get more hungry, and especially the sugars, you crave sugar. So we've also used it as a weight loss nutrient as well. But in the reason it boosts serotonin levels, it is a natural serotonin reuptake inhibitor. It's a natural SSRI. You know, there's the prescription drugs like Prozac that are SSRIs, and saffron is a natural one. But in this case, I want to, so really some awesome research is being published on the anti-cancer properties of this amazing spice. And so first, when you think about a cancer cell, there's a few things that have to happen for this cancer cell to really take over your body. I mean, obviously the first thing is it has to become a cancer cell. That's called carcinogenesis. That's the first thing, right? The second thing is the cancer cell has to be able to stop being killed by the immune system, and it also needs to shut down what is called apoptosis, which is programmed cell death. Your cells have an ability to kill themselves once they get too old. Well, cancer cells have figured out a way to shut that off so they can just keep living and living and dividing and dividing. So they have to form, they have to avoid death, and then they have to be able to spread. And it turns out saffron can affect all of those areas of cancer cell development. So a very broad spectrum effect for saffron. Let's look at the first one. So the very first thing that has to happen is a cancer cell has to become a cancer cell. I guess I should say a healthy cell has to become a cancer cell. That's called carcinogenesis. So, and that's the first step, right? And usually some kind of trigger, you know, environmental toxins, oxygen-free radicals, even viruses have been associated with certain cancers. There has to be some sort of trigger that causes a DNA mutation in genes that regulate growth. And when that happens, and if that mutation is sustained and passed on, now you have the genesis of cancer cells, carcinogenesis. So in one study using hamsters, this was published in the Asian Pacific Journal of Cancer Prevention in 2013. Hamsters were treated with saffron, an oral application, what they did is they took the hamsters, they gave the hamsters saffron first, and then they administered a powerful chemical carcinogen that is known to cause tumors like crazy in hamsters. And what they found was that the hamsters pre-treated with saffron had no tumor formation. The tumor formation was completely prevented. And this, of course, demonstrates saffron's ability to prevent this initial stage of cancer development. When I was talking last night, even with a friend of mine about this, I always kind of review some of my stories I'm going to talk about and stuff. And she asked a good question. She goes, well, how do you test that in human? I mean, her point was, what human would, you know, sign up for a study where they give you a powerful carcinogen? And of course you can't. I mean, that's not ethical. I mean, we wouldn't do that type of study in humans. However, what you would do is you take a large population, you look at saffron use in that population, and as best as you can, you tease out those that are using lots of saffron, those that aren't, put them in those two different groups, and then you can just see cancer development from there. It's not as great as a study like this on the hamsters, but that's the next step, is to look at a larger population in saffron use. And they should. I mean, this is a good study, published a couple years ago, showing that saffron can inhibit carcinogenesis. So this should be looked at in a large human population now. So let's assume though, there is a cancer cell. So carcinogenesis occurs, you have this cancer cell. Well, in order for that cancer cell to survive, one of the key things it has to do is, as I mentioned before, is it has to shut off that programmed cell death, apoptosis. Apoptosis is a mechanism for which an old healthy cell, just an old cell, can actually kill itself so new cells can replace it. Cancer cells can turn off that mechanism, and that's why they can just keep growing and growing and dividing. So a great way to treat cancers then, right, would be to reactivate apoptosis. Makes sense. So here's saffron, and saffron has some different components, compounds in it. One of them, for instance, is called crocin. Crocin specifically found in saffron has been shown to trigger apoptosis. And not just in like one type of cancer cell, but in a variety of cancer cells. I mean, we're talking prostate, breast, colon, liver, brain. I mean, they have shown. So what you do is you take these petri dishes of these different types of cancers that have already developed, say like liver, and you apply saffron that's been concentrated with that one specific one called crocin, that compound crocin, and those liver cancer cells kill themselves. Apoptosis is triggered. I mean, that's the power of saffron in killing cancer cells. Now let's assume for a second that the cancer cell developed. The cancer cell has successfully turned off apoptosis, programmed cell death. The next thing that it has to do is it kind of has to clump together with other cancer cells and then obviously spread. I mean, that's really how cancers kill us, is they spread to other organs and stuff, in most cases. And so it turns out, hey, saffron can also inhibit that spread. As a matter of fact, in a study published in Experimental Oncology in 2007. So we've been studying saffron's anti-cancer effects for some time now. This study found that colon cancer cells that were treated with either saffron extract or that crocin, that compound from saffron, displayed sharp and significant reductions in proliferation to as low as 2.8% of the rate seen in untreated cells. And that's awesome. Here's a natural spice compound, saffron, with its you know, its natural component crocin, inhibiting the spread of colon cancer cells to as low as 2.8% compared to untreated cells. I mean, that's pretty awesome. How is that happening? Probably because it's decreasing the activity of a type of protein that cancer cells make that allow it to eat through connective tissue so it can spread. And that particular enzyme seems to be inhibited by the saffron. Turns out that, you know, as a cancer cell begins to grow, though, it can get so large, these cancer cells stick together, they get so large, they have to grow vessels. That's called angiogenesis. Turns out saffron can also decrease angiogenesis. That was published in the Journal of Medical Biotechnology 2014. Again, that same compound, crocin, is able to block angiogenesis. So you can see saffron has awesome, wonderful, broad-spectrum effects against cancer cell development and spread. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay with me.